Community Connections, CKMS. Local sounds, thoughts, passions, and success. Celebrate local, your neighbor's got a story to tell. Community Connections, CKMS.
Happy Friday, Waterloo Region. It is Friday, the 29th of April, the last Friday of the month. You're listening to CKMS Community Connections. My name is Bob Jonkman. It's the last Friday of the month. It's the third last day of the month, leading up to the first day of May. May Day, or as the rest of the world knows it, Labor Day. Today, we're featuring a number of songs by the Soviet Influence, who will be releasing their new album on May Day, called The Thieves of Joy, dealing with labor and workers and music for the working class. But going to start off with another song of theirs from their Abolition Now album called Plant the Bombs. This is the Soviet Influence from their Abolition Now, Plant the Bombs.
Enemy of the worker! resistance. Abolition now! Abolition now! Abolition now! Abolition now! Abolition now! Abolition now! Abolition now!
Plant the bombs by the Soviet influence. Rightfully known as the angriest socialist band in southern Ontario. That's from their Abolition Now album, which was in support of Black Lives Matter Canada and the Toronto Prisoners' Rights Project, PASAN, and the prisonerjustice.ca. They've released Abolition Now in 2021, and all proceeds from this five-song album are being donated to those organizations in an effort to change how the criminal justice system, the carceral system in Canada works. You can stream it everywhere, or there's a download link. You can actually download it and play it loudly at your rallies. I'll provide those links on the website, radiowaterloo.ca/CCC. Coming up on Sunday, May Day, Labor Day, there will be a rally in Kitchener-Waterloo. 3 p.m. at the Waterloo Region Courthouse. That's 85 Frederick Street, corner of Duke and Frederick. Going to be arguing for a $20 minimum wage, decent work, affordable housing, paid sick days, well-funded public services, livable income support for everyone, climate justice, an end to racism and oppression. You can join them. It's going to be an hour-long rally. The rally itself is sponsored by the Ontario Federation of Labour and the Waterloo Region Labour Council. Soviet Influence is releasing a new album called Thieves of Joy. And you can pretty much apply that to anybody who pulls labor out of the workers and doesn't compensate them with enough money. And certainly any time you spend working is time spent away from being joyful. Releasing their album on May the 1st. I'll provide a link to their download and purchase sites as well. That's Soviet Influence again. But let's listen to some of that now. This is the Soviet Influence Thieves of Joy album, starting with Put You Up. The Hypocrite from the Thieves of Joy album by the Soviet Influence. Before that, Exile, and starting off with the first song on the album called Put You Up. Peter Snow writes that this record, Thieves of Joy, which is coming out on May Day, May the 1st, Labor Day, is 8 songs about oppression, war, capitalism, and the fight for equality. They've got a Bandcamp page. You can check out thesovietinfluence.bandcamp.com, where the album is available for download and purchase. And there's another spot where you can download the MP3s, and I'll make that available on the website, on our website, radiowaterloo.ca/ccc. There is lots of oppression, war, capitalism in the world today. You only need to go on one of the social media sites to be completely inundated by all the bad news that's out there. They call it doom scrolling, and you're just going through post after post after post, and it's rightfully entitled doom scrolling, that's for sure. But there's a bright spark. Probably a lot of people who listen to community radio know about Jorts the Cat. There's a post on Reddit a few months back detailing the saga of an orange cat who is somewhat socially challenged. He can get around on his own, all right, but doesn't have the smarts that are needed to open the door to where the food is kept, or doesn't quite have the reach or ability to clean himself, has regular trash can mishaps, and gets his head stuck in coffee cups a lot. One of his co-workers decided that she would teach Jorts how to clean himself by covering him with margarine, of all things. Supposed to be encouraging him to clean himself off. Of course, that was just a horrible thing for the cat, because, you know, cats get sick from margarine. Leading to the phrase that if you're trying to help somebody, if you're trying to do something by providing accommodation for a disabled worker, and you're doing it wrong, that is now called buttering the cat. You know, you have good intentions, but you're just buttering the cat. Well, Jorts ended up getting himself a Twitter account, at Jorts the Cat. And on that Twitter account, he's become one of the biggest online advocates for worker rights and unionization and just organized labor, which is all well and fitting with the upcoming Labor Day. There's been a lot of movement across North America with the unionization of Starbucks coffee shops and Amazon fulfillment centers, and a lot of resistance that we're hearing about. Union busters, high-profile attorneys being hired by these companies to prevent the workers from getting a fair wage. You know, that's everything in their power to turn a profit and to rob the workers of the joy of living. So the Soviet Influence album is rightfully called The Thieves of Joy. Let's listen to the title track on that, The Thieves of Joy. We'll listen to a few more tracks, and I'll have some more information about other activities going on in Waterloo Region for May Day after a few tracks of this. Thieves of Joy, The Soviet Influence. We'll be right back.
such a fucking mess. It's a madness, I must confess. Clean living, bodies at ease. Empty skies are paddled with trees. An illusion of calm, resting seas. This is the time.
Started the set with Thieves of Joy from the Thieves of Joy album by the Soviet Influence, and then listened to If Punk Is Dead, Long Live Punk, and then Most of the Catastrophe, one of the singles released off the album. Certainly one of the angriest socialist bands in Southern Ontario. That's the Soviet Influence. Their new album, Thieves of Joy, dealing with injustices in the world. There's a rally this coming Sunday, May Day, Labor Day. Their poster indicates that they've got a number of guest musicians appearing there, starting at 3 p.m. There's Derek Miller and Logan Statz, Isanabe, Layla Statz, Rob Lamoth, Brock Stonefish, The Unity Band, James Wilson, Jace Martin, and Tom Wilson, all appearing on May the 1st at the Kitchener-Waterloo Workers' Rally, 3 p.m. at the Waterloo Region Courthouse at 85 Frederick Street. Ontario Federation of Labour is sponsoring the event, suggesting that you bring your own chairs and picnics. So we'll have those artists presenting live music, and there'll also be face painting and henna tattoos for kids and crafts. Should be a good time for everybody. Take some of the oppression away from the workers' rights that are being sorely omitted from today's work environment. Let's listen to the remainder of the Soviet Influence album, Thieves of Joy. The other single that they released off the album is called Boll Weevils. We'll follow that with Lies, and probably have some more music from the Soviet Influence from one of their previous albums to round out the hour. This is Boll Weevils.
I pushed that rock. I tried to hide. I'm laying in the grass and God. goddamn surprise. We're all creatures of habit. We pay 10 times the rent to sleep in an attic. It's on the line, rich and poor. On the front, this is another war. Will I win and push that rock? I'm going all the way up to the top.
Close your eyes. Sit back.
Wanted justice and you gave them death. above, with the power and the money, using us as pawns for their geopolitical games, and to destroy us from within. They'll let us die.
Peter Snow, the lead singer for the Soviet Influence, the Thieves of Joy album, nicely encapsulating everything that's wrong with the world today. Marilyn from the Council of Canadians writes that there will be an Ontario provincial election on the 2nd of June 2022. The Council of Canadians, along with a wide range of other community groups, are joining with the Ontario Federation of Labour for a day of action calling for a $20 minimum wage, decent work, affordable housing, well-funded public services, livable income support for all, livable income supports, and climate justice. There will be speakers, food trucks, tables, and information from the local chapter of the Council of Canadians and from other groups as well. We expect that participants from London and Guelph may also join the event on Sunday. If you live in Kitchener-Conestoga, Kitchener-Hespeler, or Cambridge, you may want to particularly encourage friends, family, and neighbors to join you to hear about the programs and initiatives we need our next government to provide, such as significantly improving funding to our public health care and education systems in Ontario, as well as a return to valuing and safeguarding our environmental green spaces, waterways, groundwater, and precious farmland. You can check out the Ontario Federation of Labour website, which has information about rallies happening all over Southern Ontario. And you can check out the Council of Canadians website as well. I'll have those links for you on the CKMS Community Connections website, radiowaterloo.ca/CCC. My name is Bob Jonkman. Today we're having a May Day episode a few days early. May Day, May the 1st, known as Labor Day in other places of the world, is a day to celebrate workers' rights and to protest the inequalities and injustices perpetrated by, as Peter Snow says, the class above us. Let's listen to some other music from the Soviet Influence. We'll have a tune from their album Socialism, An Introduction. This is called Workers Unite.
It isn't me and I'm sure it's not you.
Soviet influence from their Socialism and Introduction EP. That was These Chains, and before that, Workers Unite. Workers can unite through the Ontario Federation of Labour. You can find them online at ofl.ca. And they're sponsoring a number of activities throughout Southern Ontario on Sunday, May the 1st, May Day. You can find the list of all their locations at ofl.ca/May-1-local-actions. I see on the list there that they've got actions happening in Barrie, Brampton, Brantford, Guelph, Hamilton, Kenora, Kitchener-Waterloo, London, North Bay, Oshawa, Ottawa, Pembroke, Peterborough, Sault Ste. Marie, St. Catharines, Strathroy, Sudbury, Thunder Bay, Toronto, and Windsor. And there's more actions and further details being added to the list. So go to the ofl.ca website to find out more. Let's have a listen to a bit more music by the Soviet influence from the Abolition Now album, a cover, The Guns of Brixton.
Surely a time will come, as in heaven, as in hell.
the Brixton Sun. When they kick at your front door, how you gonna go? With your hands behind your head or on the trigger of your gun? You can crush us, you can bruise us, but you'll have to answer too. Us, you can bruise us, or even shoot us. Oh, the guns of Brixton.
Soviet influence, the summer of 85, subtitled I Am Not Free. Peter Snow, the Soviet influence, angriest socialist band in Southern Ontario. Today on CKMS Community Connections, we're playing all Soviet influence music to introduced to you their Thieves of Joy album being released on Sunday, May the 1st, May Day, Labor Day. And telling all about the Labor Day rally happening in Kitchener-Waterloo, a province-wide day of action for a better Ontario. The Ontario Federation of Labor's website says May 1st, or May Day, is a traditional workers' holiday, a day that working people celebrate the gains they have won over the years and commit to fighting for a better future for everyone. In Kitchener-Waterloo on May the 1st, we're hosting a rally and Carnival of Resistance. It's time for a $20 minimum wage, decent work, affordable housing, paid sick days, well-funded public services, livable income support for all, climate justice, status for all, and an end to racism and oppression. Starts at 3 p.m. at the Waterloo Region Courthouse on 85 Weber Street and corner of Duke. Featuring artists Derek Miller, Tom Wilson, Logan Stats, Layla Stats, Jace Martin, Ace and Abby, James Wilson, and the Unity Band. Should be a fun time for all because there will also be food trucks, face painting, henna tattoos. Suggest you bring your own chairs and picnic baskets because they will not be provided. I think we have time for one more song. Let's listen to the Soviet Influence. From Socialism and Introduction, the lead track on that album called The Riot.
Your parents were punks, what happened to you? It's not 1969 anymore. It's not 1978 anymore. We can't make excuses anymore. Of a scoundrel. In every age it has been the tyrant, the oppressor, and the exploiter who has wrapped themselves in the cloak of patriotism, or religion, or both. It's not 1969 anymore. It's not 1978 anymore. We can't make excuses anymore.
Good song to take us out on our May Day celebration here on CKMS Community Connections. We've been listening to the Soviet Influence. That was The Riot from their Socialism, an Introduction album. This has been CKMS Community Connections, and my name is Bob Jonkman. CKMS Community Connections is sponsored by Radio Waterloo and produced for CKMS FM Radio Waterloo in Kitchener, Ontario, Canada. We're a community radio station with programming produced by the community, for the community, and about the community. You can read the show notes at radiowaterloo.ca/CCC, read the music lists, hear the past episodes, and subscribe to the podcast. Our executive producer is Jennifer Strong. Contributing producers are Jeff Stager, Dylan Bravener, and Steve Todd, who also wrote and performed our opening theme music. CKMS Community Connections airs every Monday from 11 a.m. to noon, and also on Fridays from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m.